Well, Christine, how are things in Silver City?
Very well, Edmundo. We have some good news this week, a couple of good news.
Well, let's talk about the good news because it's always good to start off on a good foot. We've had a couple of weeks where it's been nothing but bad news, so let's kick things off with some good news.
We had our first medical cannabis dispensary open in Grant County last week. We ran a business story on Wednesday. They were scheduled to open Friday, but they had a little hiccup. The Department of Health didn't issue them their permit during their inspection the day before, so when they opened, they had no medicine. So we had some angry Silver City patients, a little disgruntled, but we heard from Ultra Health today, and they confirmed they now have their license to dispense, and they're in business in the Albertsons Shopping Plaza in Silver City. And so that should help our gross receipts tax a little bit.
But let's talk about, you know, the business of being a dispensary. This is the first one in the Grant County, but it's also going to cover into TRC.
Well, TRC has a dispensary. They were making deliveries here, but there was no dispensary in Grant County, and I don't think there's one in Luna County. Ultra Health has 9 dispensaries in the state. They're based up in Albuquerque. They have their own lab in Bernalillo where they actually make pharmaceutical-grade cannabis in, you know, different treatments that people can take in oils and pills. And they've got 9 dispensaries around the state, and they're targeting new areas. They're going to be opening again in one in Deming as well next year, Farmington, a couple of other places. But the Grant County one will probably draw from patients from Luna County as well. I know there are about 500 medical cannabis patients in Grant County. I'm sure there's some in Luna County and Catharine County. So there's a bunch of people who were not able to get their prescription filled in Grant County that now will be able to.
That is definitely good news. Let's go from good news to concerns in the Gila Forest, because it looks like Holloman Air Force Base is looking to expand their airspace.
Yes, they are. And they've always had a... They've always done missions over the Gila National Forest, but there's a new proposal to expand their operations area to the east and southeast of where they currently fly. And other changes will include having aircraft activity down to 500 feet above ground level and supersonic activity at 30,000 feet. Gila National Forest officials have responded. They don't really have any control over what the Air Force does, but they've, you know, had a long working relationship with them, as obviously they do flyover missions over the forest from 3 bases, from Fort Huachuca in Arizona, from Fort Bliss in El Paso, and from Holloman. And so they've worked with them for a long time, but they don't have control. So they're asking if they can limit the activity to non-weekends, when there's more hunter activity. They're trying to minimize the impacts of the noise on the wilderness areas. So that's their request. There's going to be some public meetings coming up. Apparently they did have public meetings, but none of those were in Grant County. They had meetings in Truth and Consequences in Las Cruces. So this is really kind of news to people in the Gila region who weren't really aware of it, I think. So it's still sort of a proposal. There'll be some scoping stages set up. They're going to have some more public meetings, and the department is going to release a draft of this in the spring of 2018. So nothing's happening tomorrow, but it's certainly something to look at.
Something definitely to follow up on. Let's move on to WNMU Regents. Looks like they've expanded the contract for Dr. Shepherd.
Yes, they just approved an expansion of his 3-year contract with a different bonus structure than was before. His previous salary, they've kept his salary the same at $270,000, and he previously was eligible for a $25,000 bonus, which he received this last fiscal year. This year, they've changed the bonus structure. Instead of a lump sum of $25,000, he's eligible for up to $50,000, but now it'll be based on meeting a list of 5 objectives that the Board of Regents will develop every year. So it's a different structure for him. He could make more money, he could make less, but overall the board expressed satisfaction with his performance. and just gave them a little bit more incentive to continue that. They want to see some things improve, like the graduation rate, and they wanted to see it improve by 2%. If that works, if they see that measurement, then he'll get a certain bonus tied to that objective.
Okay. Christine, we'll talk to you next week. Hopefully you'll bring us some more
good
news.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.